Saturday. C+5. GSC Headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I'll keep this short and sweet, William Godfrey began, because I know you all have headlines to sensationalize and quotes to take out of context.
A few uncomfortable laughs came from the mass of gathered reporters in the rarely used press room of the GSC's Buenos Aires HQ.
But in all seriousness, some of the reporting I've seen in the last week has been nothing short of disgraceful. I've invited you all here today in good faith that you will accurately relay my words to your viewers and readers, and this is the last chance some of you will get.
The discomfort in some areas of the room was now palpable, as individual reporters began to fear being called out by name. Fortunately for them, Godfrey's point had been made and he had bigger fish to fry.
The announcement I want to make is that a strategic summit will commence on Monday, right here in Buenos Aires, as we seek to forge a unified path forward beyond what has been a very testing and troubling period. While the Global Space Commission itself has faced tremendous pressure from various angles within these walls, we have remained firmly focused on performing our core functions. Admittedly, it is now clear that our horizons must be broader. So, while analysis of recently observed phenomena and recently gathered data will continue and indeed intensify among research teams from across the globe when they gather here next week, I am excited to announce that senior governmental representatives of our primary member states will also gather to address the larger issues of, well, let's call it what it is, anti-GSC sentiment. They will discuss how to best manage sensitive data in order to avoid the kind of unnecessary public disorder which has blighted many of their nations over the last few days, and they will discuss all possible implications of recent findings. If some in the media want to call this an emergency summit, as I'm sure they will, there's not a lot I can do to stop them. The same is true if they wish to write their own stories between the lines of my announcement. All I can do is encourage the world's population to retain its critical faculties. What I will say to preempt certain sensationalist news outlets is that if we wanted these meetings to be secret, I wouldn't be announcing them. And when I mentioned managing sensitive data, that's not newspeak for sweeping it under the rug. But a point that's too often missed by the corporate media is that there is a middle ground between sweeping potentially unsettling findings under the rug and leaking half-baked analysis to the media, as happened in the wake of the Kerguelen bolide. The final thing I'd like to stress is that the Global Space Commission has always provided an excellent framework for bringing nations and citizens together to address truly global issues. And in light of recent suggestions from several of our primary member states, I have decided to temporarily grant a team of scientists from Fiori Frontieri the status of official observers for the duration of this summit. As Godfrey had expected, this revelation drew surprised expressions and prompted some hushed mutterings among the press pack. Past differences between myself and Timo Fiori have never been a factor in my prior reluctance to extend such an invite, he went on. My concern on this has always been related to the difficult precedent of allowing wealthy individuals access to what is, after all, a commission composed of politically sovereign member states. For this summit, however, Fiori front...
What about other wealthy individuals? A reporter near the front blurted out, cutting Godfrey off mid-word and drawing gasps from the rest of the room.
The question came in clear but locally accented English, and Godfrey's deathly stare didn't seem to frighten the young male reporter who raised it.
Is it one rule for Timo and one rule for the rest? Or does this mean that anyone else with enough money will also be allowed to participate in GSC operations going forward? Is Timo Fiori a special...
You know my history with the man, Godfrey interrupted. So you know there is no special or preferential treatment. And Timo won't be here. This is what I mean when I talk about accurate reporting. I said that scientists from Fiori Frontieri have been invited to discuss recent findings with their GSC counterparts. Words have meaning, so please pay attention to which ones I use. Timo won't be brushing shoulders with the governmental figures who come here to discuss higher-level issues relating to the GSC itself.
So will scientists from other private groups be able to participate?
The daring man probed, seeking a clear answer.
Godfrey shrugged very slightly. As soon as any other groups with a record of productive astronomical research present tangible proposals to invest billions of dollars in planetary defense projects, with full funding in place, we'll be happy to draw up some more invitations.
Another voice from much further back yelled out in reply,
Chairman Godfrey, have you found something else? Can we expect a new GSC leak in the coming days?
This question, unaccented, came from a voice vaguely familiar to Godfrey. But the penny didn't drop until the crowd parted to reveal a blonde-haired Blitz News reporter he recognized from her sensationalist coverage of the recent protests.
Lisa Belmont for Blitz News, she proudly continued. So, are you aware of any other potential threats to Earth, imminent or otherwise? Natural or otherwise?
I don't remember inviting any questions, Godfrey replied with no effort to hide his annoyance. This will be the last one I acknowledge, and only to point out that this natural or otherwise nonsense really does have to stop. Upon its atmospheric entry, the meteor at Kerguelen did behave in ways we haven't seen before. That much is true. But the two huge caveats are that we haven't been scientifically observing meteors from above for very long, and that the memo which has been built up into this so-called GSC leak actually amounts to nothing more than a sloppy subjective analysis of a highly complex event.
In front of a TV in Birchwood, Colorado, Emma Ford quietly noted that Godfrey had taken care not to lie outright about anything, given that the reason for the summit was almost certain to come out eventually. She also couldn't help but tip her hat to his masterful evasion of the most dangerous and difficult to dodge question of all. Have you found something else? By focusing on another difficult but more manageable issue in the form of the infamous Kerguelen memo. Whatever anyone thought of William Godfrey in a personal sense, no one could deny that he was good at what he did. With four security guards looming, Lisa Belmont from Blitz News didn't risk another question. The crowd of reporters unparted, welcoming her back into their fold.
I was almost finished anyway, Godfrey said, pretending to look through his notes to find his place.
This drew some laughs, breaking the tension in the room as the security guards returned to their posts at each wall.
But, more seriously, I am finished. I hope you all enjoy your week, and we'll have a full report on the summit once it's concluded. Thanks for coming along.
As news stations around the world cut away from the announcement and back to their studios, most settled on the main talking point of whether allowing Fiori Frontieri scientists at a GSC summit amounted to Godfrey caving in to President Slater's very recent calls for private-public cooperation in the troubled space sector. Some stations focused instead on Godfrey's direct reference to the Kerguelen memo, about which he had previously been reluctant to comment. Others, meanwhile, made inevitable comparisons between the upcoming summit in Buenos Aires and the previous year's UN summit in New York, at which the GSC itself had been created in the wake of concerns that the first two plaques were warnings of potential threats from above. Today, no one was talking about any specific newly discovered threats. No one in the media knew that this summit had also been called in the wake of concerns about a specific threat from above, and not even Godfrey knew that the fourth plaque had illuminated that very threat. As the global media debated trivial minutiae, almost no one on Earth knew just how precariously their world hung in the balance.